Pete, what a victory, what a comeback as well, particularly after those first two goals, I suppose, coming early enough in the game.
Yeah, we were very porous defensively in the first half. And, I mean, to concede two goals in the first 10 minutes, and any time Connacht attacked, they looked as if they were going to score either a goal or a point, and we were certainly rattled, and we were not at our game at all. But we rallied then, and going in at half-time, you know, 2 points behind, and I told the boys at half-time that we are 2 points behind, and yet we've played poorly. We have played poorly, and there's so much more here we can give. And they went out, and I say they upped their game quite considerably. And the goal that Charlie Vernon got that put us into the lead for the first time in the match was a marvellous move and a marvellous strike by him. And that, I think, just lifted the team then completely. And we maybe should have won the game a bit more comfortably than we did, but I think we did control maybe the last 15 minutes of that game.
There's some scores of the highest quality out there this afternoon as well.
They were from both teams. I mean, early on, Connacht were exceptionally dangerous, and some of the points that were taken and some of the goals that were taken and the moves leading up to the goals were out of the top drawer. And this is people playing, you know, in the third week in December after long, hard seasons. So you got to give tremendous credit to the players, both sets of players, and the quality of football and the energy levels that they were able to serve up there today.
I suppose he had a bit of a foothold maybe in that fourth quarter in terms of scores on the board. I think it was 1-4 without reply around the time of Charlie's goal, and they only scored 2 points from frees after that as well, but they weren't without their chances.
No,
defence has played
no,
well
no,
as well.
No, you are right. I mean, we were leading that game in the last 10 minutes by 3 points, by 4 points, by 3 points. And I mean, they had a number of dangerous attacks that were foiled, just maybe the way they were foiling our attacks in the first half. Our last pass wasn't getting to a man. Some of their attacks late on, it was the same thing. Just we got a hand in to prevent their last pass going to the intended target. And we did then, as a result of that, you know, avoid conceding a goal. I said to Tony and Jermot, 10 minutes to go, we're leading by 4 points, and I said to them, if we don't concede a goal, we'll win this game, even at that stage. And that's the way it panned out.
How special is it for you to have managed your province to victory, and I suppose given Danny Murphy's recent passing as well?
Yes, well, it's well documented that Danny was a tremendous supporter of the Railway Cup and of Ulster teams doing well in it. And you had Brian McAniff here today, a former Railway Cup manager, and he spoke to me, and he's very, very proud of what he saw. So, yeah, I mean, for me, and I said this to the players when I met them 3 weeks ago for the first time, that I was proud to be asked to manage the team, and that I would be very proud and privileged to work with them over the next couple of weeks in this competition, and then to go on to win it. Yeah, it's a source of satisfaction, and I'm proud use that word in the right way, to have had the opportunity to work with these players and then to win the competition. Well, it's very gratifying, yeah.
And I suppose finally it bodes well for these players going into the McKenna Cup now after Christmas as well, because they're flying at the moment.
There's no doubt that the people who took part in this competition here, they finished the year in the high. They've got inter-provincial medals. And as I said to them, this is a competition with a long and very prestigious history. And for them to be now the possessor of a Railway Cup medal, I think it's a very important notch. It's another box they can tick. And I think that'll, yeah, give them great heart, great encouragement and enthusiasm when you turn the corner after Christmas looking into the new year.